gentlemen, stay tuned. All right. So a bunch of questions were sent my way. I'll read these questions out before I have them here. The first one, Coach, it's your first full season leading the team. How have you prepared for this moment, and what can the fans expect from this young group?
We're ready. Obviously, it's a position that I've wanted. Obviously, speaking to the ownership and order, we feel like it's the right moment. I'm confident about the players that we brought in. Everybody there on the team is someone that we studied, and we wanted. So it's, I feel like it's a perfect marriage. A lot of the players are back home. They want to play for the community, they want to play for the family, so I'm extremely happy to work with them.
What makes me happy is so many of these guys are from our community. They're coming over to me to say hello, how you been to us? So it's just a breath of fresh air. It's so amazing. You've had experience, though, as a player and a coach in Canadian soccer. We saw you with the men's national team. How has that shaped your approach and leadership style?
I think the biggest thing, and what I believe in, is we're all human. And I think the approach is we have to be honest with each other, we got to push, and these guys are professionals. So everything that I do with passion, I do with discipline and hard work. And that's the message that I want to pass on to them, is everything that I've conquered today is with hard work. And I think with their mentality, their hard work, and their talent, that's where we want to go. So the approach that I have with them is honesty, hard work, and then we'll continue to grow.
We've seen the evolution of the squad as a team and as an organization change their identity over time. What's the identity that you're looking for most?
Our style of play is we want to be exciting. We want to be a team that continues to find the goal, obviously, to win games, you need to score goals and not concede. It's not rocket science, but it's very hard to do. So with them, I want to give them the confidence that go out there and be creative. Obviously, we brought a lot of talented players, and it wouldn't make sense to bring talent, but to handcuff them. So I'm someone that believes that teams need to be organized, teams need to have a structure, but in that structure, we need to be exciting. So they have the quality, they have my trust, and we'll be an exciting team.
You take me to my next question here, because you do have a mix of young talent, a lot, and experienced players. How does that mix together from where you are to on the field?
I continue to say, I think a lot of people look at us as young players or a young team. But I look at them, they have a lot of games. We have players that, even though they have a young age, they've been in different places in the world. We have international players, we have players that have played in different leagues. So yes, maybe it's a number that we look young, but we're very mature. We're a mature team, we're a team that more and more we understand the moments of the game. And I'm quite confident that we'll be able to show and showcase our talent in the league.
Your coaching journey has been ongoing, up, down, up, down, up, down. Did you ever think one day you would be the head coach of a professional soccer team?
Yeah, that's what I work towards, right? And I think, obviously due to a couple episodes in my personal life, this club means a lot to me. So there's a sentimental, there's an emotion attachment that I have with this club. There's an attachment that I have with the city. And, I'm extremely happy that my first job as a head coach is in Toronto and is with your command.
What's the final? Final question, we can get to a Q&A as well. What message would you give to the fans who will be in the stands this season, especially those that are new coming to the club?
We need you. I think, honestly, it's been a great event here hosted by our club. But this only makes sense if you guys show up. So my invitation is come to every game. We need your support. The players want your support. And I think together we can create something special.
Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of your York United FC, Coach Mata. Right there. Alright, coach doesn't want to leave. He's willing to answer a few questions. We'll do 3 to 5 questions. Does anybody have a question they want to ask the coach?
What rating would you give yourself in FC 25? What rating would you give yourself in SC 25?
I was never a gamer, but 1 out of 10, I like to compete, so I'll give myself a 7.
See, 7 is modest, he's modest. Any other questions? I know there's a bunch of young soccer players here, budding soccer players. You guys are all asking the players questions. You got the coach here. Yeah, come up. You want to come and ask a question?
You said exactly what I was about to lead to. For the young players, what would be the number one thing that you would say to get them to the next level and beyond?
Again, I'm going to sound like I'm repeating the same things, but hard work and consistency. I think we're all going to have good days, we're all going to have bad days, but it's in the bad days that, you know, let's get up and let's continue to do what we do on the good days. So a lot of hard work, a lot of consistency, and a lot of discipline.
True words have never been spoken. It's almost like it's the basics. Just put the work in every day. You know, I always say that our players are born in a disservice country because we can't play soccer 12 years round. So figure it out in the winter. That's my theory. Do you have a question, young lady? Come.
Say again? Could you make a great splash
for
your brother on the team?
Oh, wait a second. We're already getting requests for your brother, who plays in Portugal, plays in the national team. He's going to join York United FC one day?
I hope so. We'll see. We're a budget league. I think he's out of our budget right now, but maybe one day.
Well, the question I have regarding your brother and yourself, I see you all the time on the bench. I always say to the guys sitting next to me, stay in your lane when Amaro gets off the seat. Just stay in your lane. Who's more intense, you or your brother?
I feel like I'm more intense. I think my brother is someone that is just a bit calmer. But I mean, we both have our temper. We're both very competitive. So our games when we were younger were very interesting.
You saying you're both competitive is probably the understatement of the year. These guys are awesome. So come on.
Better, you or your brother?
Wow.
Me.
There you go, with that coach. There you go. Give him a hand, guys. Excellent question. What is
very good question? Very good question. And very good suit too. Love that. I think the biggest change is now we get to build something. I get to build something. Obviously, as an assistant, you want to pass on your ideas. You want to know what the game plan is. As a head coach, you got to make decisions. So being able to make those decisions, being able to shape up the team, shape up a little bit of the club as well, it's an honor, but it also brings a lot of responsibility.
And he does an awesome job at it as well. We've got a problem here. Are you ready for this one?
So, Gaff, if you had to pick one, who would you say your favorite player is?
Ask my Ferrazzo.
He asked, so I got a reply, right? I got to get an answer. I think it's probably everybody else's favorite player, and there's one club legend, Max Berardi.
Where's Max? Where's Max?
Where is he? The club legend, where is he?
Where is he? There he is, look at this guy, look at Max. There he is. Is it, whenever you see Max going up and down that wing, you get a heart attack like I do? Like, I see the triggers when he has to go, but I'm like, please look at
him. You should see him this season. He's even faster, he's even fitter, so exciting times, exciting.
You're the reason why I lose my voice, right? We have the same last name, Ferrari, Ferraro, so when I announce yours, I tend to go overboard, and that's when I realize I'm in trouble. I got 4 more guys to go. All right, any more questions, ladies and gentlemen? Young ones, you guys have any questions before? You have a question?
Are you jealous of your brother because he made the national team and you didn't?
No.
No shame. Okay, but it could be a legit question. I mean, yes.
Not jealous. Extremely honored. really happy and really proud. I think you worked to get there, so I'm happy for you.
If you think about it, the Espacio household should be very proud to have one player. He played at a high level, and now he's coaching at one of the highest levels. What a family. What a family. These guys are unbelievable. Do we have any other questions before we say goodbye to the coach? Holy smokes, got like 18 questions. Please come.
What will you consider a success for the 2025 season? Is it championship or bust?
I think growth. I think, obviously, people that have been following this club, we've been through our ups and downs. Now that we have, you know, an ownership in place that looks at the future, not on a day-to-day basis, the biggest thing for us when we talked about this project was gaining consistency, creating a process, and being able to look into the future. So for us to continue to brick by brick, make this club consistent, make this club your club, and get more people into the fans and see more jerseys in Toronto, I think that will measure our success. Obviously on the field, we want to be competitive. I'm someone that likes to win. The more wins, the better, right? But I think we got to continue to grow. We got to understand that we're probably living our best days as a club, and we got to continue to grow that.
Absolutely, one step at a time. We do have, I'm getting the wrap-up signal. I have time for one more question. If somebody wants to make their way up here to ask the question, we'll ask the final question of the afternoon. We have somebody coming right here.
How are you going to deal with a full locker room full of professional players who are kind of the same age as you?
I'm actually older, so... No, listen, like I said, I think we're all human. It doesn't matter if there's players that are 35, 16, or a coach is 60 or 32. I think we, our base as a club and our base in the locker room is respect. So I know the players have that respect for me. I know the players, I have the respect for the players. So I think there's never been an issue. There won't be an issue. And at the end of the day, they're professionals, they're good human beings, and we're in a good place.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot say it enough. We are standing before somebody that has an unbelievable soccer mind, an exceptional leader, and he will take this team to the promised land. Mark my words, but you got to show up. If everybody here tells one more person to join them, and then they tell one more person, we will fill those stands. And it might make your job a little bit easier with the crowd going nuts. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Coach Mauro Espacio!